you look at all the major challenges facing society, you can't do it just with a single background, a single type of degree. And if you look at an area like nanotechnology, very much like biotechnology, they're not a degree, they're not a discipline, they're an application. And as a result, you have the need for people from different disciplines coming together to address broad problems in a given area that will impact society in many different ways. And nanotechnology is a good example of this, with the products that range from advancing things in microelectronics to developing new systems for healthcare, new drugs. Even nanotechnology plays a role in that, not just biotech, to developing clean water and food and so forth. So in order to address any of those things, you need to have people with varied backgrounds, varied experiences, and also no given institution has all of that. So you have to look for the ability to cooperate, collaborate, and partner with other institutions locally as well as nationally and internationally.
There's the work at RPI, which is just a few miles from the center in Albany, which is just a few miles from Global Foundries in Saratoga County. The distance is very short, but are you working together as much as you should?
Well, at Rensselaer, we work together with large groups of people pretty much everywhere. Certainly locally, we work together with faculty at CNSC, more broadly with University of Albany. We work together with scientists and engineers at Global Foundries. And that brings in both a local flavor to it, but also that local flavor expands well beyond the capital region. And so we interact with groups throughout the U.S. and throughout the world in areas related to nanotechnology. And the group at CNSC, for example, and others at UAlbany are part of a very large network that in some areas are led by Rensselaer, in other areas are led by CNSC, and in other areas are led by groups outside of the capital region. So again, it's part of a living organism, so to speak, of collaborators that really advance the field.
Speaking of living organisms, you yourself have released a new research paper on how nanobiotechnology can fight listeria and other foodborne pathogens, bacteria, et cetera. Can you tell us a little bit about your research and what it all means?
For a number of years now, we've been very interested in sort of merging nanotechnology and biotechnology, these two big areas that everybody keeps hearing about. They're becoming more and more like one. And so what we looked at were major problems that face society, whether it be drug-resistant bacteria in hospitals, such as antibiotic-resistant bacteria, to foodborne illnesses, and how might we be able to attack those problems? How can we do it in a way that is safe, that targets the bad bacteria, the pathogens, doesn't hurt the good bacteria, and that could be something that could be used ultimately in hospitals or in food packaging or in food processing. And what we wanted to do was simply look at what nature does, because nature gives us great ideas. And so nature came up with various ways to protect a given organism from another, one that may attack it. And so we took the same idea. But in order to do it, we couldn't just do what the bacteria did. We had to actually find ways that would make it more applicable to, let's say, a hospital environment, or more applicable to food and food packaging. So we looked to nanotechnology to provide that to us. We were able to take enzymes, which are nature's catalysts, and these enzymes are specific to target specific bacteria. So, for example, in hospitals, we specifically targeted MRSA, or methicillin-resistant Staph aureus, which is the one of the classic hospital-acquired infections. And in food, we targeted Listeria, which is an increasingly common and rather deadly foodborne illness. And in both cases, we use the combination of nanotechnology and biotechnology to effectively develop paints and coatings. These paints would kill bacteria on contact. And so we borrow from nature, we take man-made capabilities such as nanomaterials, bring them together, and end up having a very positive impact, we think, ultimately in human health and aiding society.